On stage, Fernando Correa wasn't just funny. He was side-splittingly, uproariously funny. As a music student in Vienna, I was lucky to see and hear him in a performance at the State Opera, where he was a beloved figure for nearly 20 years. He was singing one of his signature roles, Bartolo, in The Barber of Seville. In his entrance, sporting a hugely elaborate wig and a putty nose, and I seem to remember him carrying a poodle, he totally embodied the pomposity and self-importance that you have to have for Bartolo. He had his audience bursting with the kind of laughter you very seldom hear in an opera house. Yes, Correa was the comedian par excellence, but with a terrific voice, big, colorful, and unmistakable. If you've got an ear for voices, you can identify Correa's in seconds. He could also articulate the fast middle section of Bartolo's aria at a rapid-fire pace that left his audience amazed.
Di Rosina innocentina, sconsolata, disperata, e non sapevano le smorfie, fatti pure la gatta morta, tu smetto per quella porta, dimmi l'altro potrà, e Rosina innocentina, e Rosina innocentina, sconsolata, disperata, sconsolata, disperata, in sua camera serata, mi chiudo solo là. Sì, 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 in sua camera serata. Figlio voglio star dovrà, in sua camera serrata, in sua camera serrata, in sua camera serrata, figlio voglio star dovrà. Sì, 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 sì.
Correa's audiences often assumed that he hailed from Italy. His mother was Italian, but he had a Turkish father and was actually born in Geneva. Given his fabulous native French diction, it's really too bad that more French repertoire didn't come his way on stage. I love his recording of General Boom's entrance aria from Offenbach's Grand Duchesse de Gerolstein. You'll hear his character sing in this aria about his panache. That was what Correa was really all about.
National sur la discipline, par mes ballons, je vais devant moi, j'extermine les bataillons. Le plus fier ennemi se cache, tremble au pelot, quand il aperçoit le panache que j'ai là-haut. Le panache que j'ai là-haut, oui. Et puis, à vous, et tarapadapou, je suis moi le général. Et pif, paf, pouf, et tarapadapou, je suis moi le général. Pouf, pouf.
I can't think of many opera singers who started out thinking they'd become priests, but that was Correa's intention as a university student. His potential as an operatic bass was eventually discovered, and before long, he was in Milan, completing his training. By 1947, he was on stage singing one of the great comic roles in Russian opera, Varlam in Boris Godunov in Trieste. Considering his future, it's interesting that in those early years, he sang all sorts of serious parts, even Sparafucile in Rigoletto, and even more surprisingly, Scarpia in Tosca. He made it to La Scala by 1948, and in the early 1950s, he started to consolidate his reputation in comedy with Mozart and Bel Canto, along with a few Puccini roles. One of those was the wily title character of Gianni Schicchi. Correa was fortunate in having a wide vocal range. A lot of his roles were definitely baritone territory. Schicchi was one, and another was Falstaff. He sang that role at the 1956 Edinburgh Festival with Carlo Maria Giulini conducting. Correa is totally confident, unfailingly charming, and his lightness of touch as Falstaff is a treat.
Vago, leggero, gentile, gentile, gentile. Quello era il tempo del mio grande aprile. Quello era il tempo del mio lieto omaggio. Tanto ero spirito flessibile e snello che sarei guizzato attraverso un anello. E quando ero maggio, ero sottile, ero sottile. Ero di maggio, vago, leggero, gentile, gentile, gentile.
Correa appeared at virtually every major European house. In America, he had a close association with the Metropolitan Opera, where he arrived in 1954 and sang more than 700 performances through 1978. He was not only as inventive on stage as his predecessor in comedy, Salvatore Baccaloni, Corena was by far the more fastidious musician. It's a shame that there isn't much video of him because all the photos show that he had a uniquely expressive face. He was a short, compactly built man and a handsome one. But on stage, he could transform himself into any character. He had such great stage presence that he couldn't be upstaged even by the balloon in which he made his entrance in L'Elisir d'Amore. On a complete recording of L'Elisir, his Dulcamara was partnered by Giuseppe Di Stefano's Nemorino. In their duet, they communicate an infectious joy in singing and acting this music.
Ecco il magico liquore.
Obbligato, fossi obbligato, son felice, son contento. L'Elisir di tal bontà, benedetto chi ti fa.
Nel paese che ho girato, son felice, son contento. Nel paese che ho girato, benedetto chi ti fa. Nel quale in verità non si trova, non si dà, non si trova, non si trova, non si trova, non si trova, non si trova.
Corena arrived at Lyric Opera in 1956 in one of his specialties, Mozart's Leporello. He instantly became the company's comedian of choice, singing 12 more roles through 1963. Three of those roles were in dramatic operas. In Turandot, he sang Ping. That was yet another baritone role. And there were two French roles meant for a really majestic bass voice, Palaemon in Thaïs and the Old Hebrew in Samson et Dalila. Besides those three, we had Corena in the two comic bass roles in La Bohème, and his signature roles in Mozart, Rossini, and Donizetti, always totally authoritative in the style. He ended his association with Lyric in a role he was born to sing and act, Donizetti's endearing Don Pasquale. Corena passed away in Lugano, Switzerland in 1985. He was 67, no longer young, but certainly not old. Somehow he seemed ageless. Fortunately, he left a large discography, giving us a lasting souvenir of his special vitality and lovability. Fernando Corena was one of those rare singers who, at the end of a performance, could always leave an audience smiling.
Oh,